Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome to the on-call room.
I am so full.
Me too. I am so full of brats and macaroni salad.
Chips.
Broccoli salad. Not much broccoli.
Not much. A decent amount.
A decent amount.
I said when after we ate dinner that my stomach grew 3 sizes.
Like the Grinch's heart.
Yeah, like I was like feeling okay in the dress I was wearing, and now it looks like a maternity dress.
Does this make you feel any better?
Your belly?
Yeah, it's so like
I have like a brick in my stomach right now.
This is what 4 or 5 months pregnant looks like.
I think you look really
Which
good.
Concerns me for if I ever someday am, like
I think it will just fill out naturally.
Oh god.
I'm so full. I ate so fast, shoved brats in my mouth, didn't chew.
That's what it is like living with Jake.
Yeah.
Also, they were the wrong brats. It's okay. Forgive him. He can probably hear me. We're excited to be here.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just excited. I just feel like this was kind of a boring episode though, again.
Yeah, I'm ready for like things to happen.
If we would have had more time, I would have like watched another one and done it all in one because there's too much going on.
Yeah.
Or not enough going on.
Right, but there's too much going on in our lives.
Right.
So.
Our real lives. First of all, thanks to all of our listeners who have been so active in the Facebook group.
Yeah.
It's so much fun.
Yeah, loving everything you're saying.
Which, by the way, it is. It's like if you search on Facebook for the On Call Room Listener Squad, or is it the On Call Room Podcast Listener Squad?
No, it's the On Call Room Listener Squad.
The On Call Room Listener Squad. You can participate in conversation there, and there's some great stuff. Lots of TMI, which we are all about.
Yeah, just tell me all your deepest, darkest secrets about all your bodily functions. I want to know them all. We're all God's creatures. We're all made in the eyes of God here.
We are, and so that was great. And also, we got some cool responses today. People saying, like, when they listen to it. Friend Jelly, lives in Honduras, like, literally shaping the futures of children over there. And she has pink eye and
God, conjunctivitis.
It was making her feel better. Yeah, pink eye. One of the things I didn't send you was she was like, first thing I did was Google, can you give pink eye to your cats? She has 4 cats. And it was a hard,
can you?
It was a hard no.
A hard no. I had pink eye once and I went to urgent care and get this, 7 emergency cases came in before or like.
Of pink eye?
After me. So like I kept getting bumped on lower on the list. So I sat in the waiting room for 3 hours.
With pink eye.
Yeah, before I saw a doctor. Because like one woman had a heart attack at urgent care while I was there. It was just super messed up. But they were like, we don't really, you have pink eye. Like,
you're fine.
Yeah, but it was so annoying because your eyes just like water uncontrollably.
Talking about eyes
just gooping all over the place.
Talking about eyes makes my eyes like water like almost immediately.
Why? Do you have an eye problem?
I just hate, my eyes always itch and hurt and things and like allergy eyes. Oh.
Yeah, those are terrible.
That's why
hay fever.
Honestly, at this point in the year right now, I am so excited for winter.
But then aren't your eyes dry? So dry in the winter. No,
well, yeah, my whole skin dries out and I turn into like...
to like a prune?
I get nosebleeds because it's dry. But like, I'm just excited for the bugs to die, work to slow down, And what was my other? Oh, no more allergies.
Dude, it's been hot as fucking balls.
And I think, like, I actually, usually I am so, like, I never want summer to end. But I mentally, like, got over it in my head and was prepared for fall. So it's, like, a weird, I feel very strange about it. Also, yeah. The bugs.
They're mutants. They grew 3 sizes.
Everyone is talking about them, too, like, not just me. I'm talking about them excessively. But everyone else is agreeing with me.
Yeah. I was out on my porch last night.
Oh, no. They're back.
And no. Oh. The spiders? No. I raided the fuck out of my porch one night. But no, I like looked to my right and I was reading Harry Potter. I started it. So that's exciting. But I looked down and just like next to me was this huge bug that had accidentally gotten put on its back somehow.
Was it dead?
No, and its legs were just off wiggling, and I was like, oh my god, blah. So I like flicked it, and it like flew and hit my door, and then flew back at me, and I was like, fuck that, I'm going inside.
How big?
Like that big.
Was it like a cicada?
It probably was.
Did it look like a mutant fly?
Yes, but huge.
Yeah, like they are ungodly large. Yeah, it was a cicada.
Why?
This is the time of year that they kind of die. You can hear them at night. They're those ones going, ring, ring, ring.
Yeah.
But they like fall on the sidewalk and die at this time of
year. It was what it was doing. Well, yeah. Well, but then it like kind of fell back down again. Yeah. So I think it was like in the process of dying.
Oh, fuck.
It was so big. It wasn't there this morning.
Yeah, they're huge. They're so big.
And when I looked over and down and its legs were wiggling, I thought it was a huge spider. Oh. Like, I don't know, like dead wiggling. And I was like, no! Burn the house down!
Everybody out!
Yeah. But that's luckily,
I have been suffering in the heat in my house because I'm too afraid to open the windows. Because whenever I do, they enter.
Yeah. God.
Yeah. So anyways, I feel like I've been annoying all of my friends lately, but I can't stop talking about it. But they just are.
Yeah. I wish I wasn't so afraid of bugs.
I feel like you aren't compared to me. You always save me.
Not really stink bugs. Like, I don't like them. I'm not like,
but they don't scare you?
No.
I think they walk like dinosaurs. They walk like Triceratops. Yeah,
they're archaic. Yeah.
They came from Asia, like on a boat. That's how they got here. And they're very invasive.
Fuckers.
I know. Whoever brought them over, I would like to kill them.
They're probably dead already.
I should tweet about it, just like Donald Trump would do.
God, I can't even talk about that.
No. Just so everyone knows, this is a safe place.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, we can't talk about it because then we'll drink too much wine and we'll probably burn down the house.
Yeah, because of spiders and Trump presidency. God.
Pretty much they're the same thing.
Yeah.
So I'd rather have a spider for president if that helps put things into...
You know, I might as well. I really might as well. Can you imagine, like, just, like, not even, like, a big spider, but just, like, quite a tiny spider, like, sitting in the Oval Office, just, like...
Just, like, not doing anything? Honestly, that'd be better.
Yeah. Yeah, not doing anything. We'd be way better off.
Just, that was good.
Yeah.
I'm proud of that, what just happened. My dream sequence. So, did you have anything you wanted to talk about your weekend or anything?
Well, I had an epic... What?
I'm just kidding.
About me going to the beach and it being fabulous?
Yeah.
Well,
she has a great tan, everyone.
Yeah.
She looks like a beach babe.
I'm feeling pretty fabulous about it. But no, that's not what I was going to talk about. So there is this missing cat in my neighborhood.
Yes.
Rodman.
Rodman.
Yeah. And, because you were over the other night and there's this local group of people.
Shout out to Carol's Ferals.
Yeah, Carol's Ferals. They pretty much what they do is they try and like take feral cats off the street and like neuter them or get spayed and then return them back if they have like a good cat community.
Put them through rehab.
Yeah. Put them back on the streets. But if they can't, if they're not doing well on the streets, then they bring those cats in and they like have adoptions.
Oh wait, they let them go back out in the wild?
Yeah, if they're doing well, they just like neuter them because they...
Oh, that's amazing!
Yeah, if they have like a good community, then...
I was starting to get really like weirded out by Carol's Ferals because I was like, what if these like, street cats like being street cats?
No, if they're doing fine and they're healthy and they like...
They just make it so they can't make more.
Exactly.
That's amazing.
But if they like find one that's not doing well or doesn't have its community of like hoodlum cats.
I'm picturing the musical cats.
Yeah, like exactly. Like the Rum Tum Tugger and things of that nature. yeah, then you can adopt him. So this cat, Rodman, has recently been adopted and was in by like someone in my neighborhood. And they've been searching for him. He's a black cat for like a week now. And so I was out on my porch on Saturday night. And I looked to my left and like right by me is a black cat. And I was like, holy fuck, that's Rodman. So I'm like, hi, Rodman. And I like kind of try and approach him and he darts across the road and almost gets hit by a car. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to watch this cat fucking die. Well, he runs into a neighbor's yard. I call the number on like the flyer that they gave me. I called both of the numbers. This woman picked up and she was like, I live around there. I'll be out soon. About 5 minutes later, Rodman darts back across the road towards my house again, but like headed the opposite way. I just scream, that's Rodman. I run off my porch. I have no shoes on. And I just start running through my neighborhood with no shoes on. I was like, I am a crazy cat lady. Someone across the road on their porch goes, that's Rodman. They run off their porch. Some dude two houses down from me goes, that's Rodman. He runs off his porch. So all of us are like running around the neighborhood together looking for this cat. And then the woman that I had called showed up, became this whole thing. Like, so then my friend Annie came over and we sat on my porch like most of the night. Well, the woman that I called had called in for like reinforcements. This man was Hagrid with red hair. Like he was
so Tormund.
He was Tormund. Yeah. And he was a character. And he kept like, they would like circle the neighborhood and they'd come back to my porch and be like, any sight, like just talking to me all night. I've just really been claimed as the craziest cat lady. They keep walking around and then I look to my right and fucking Rodman's in my neighbor's yard, just lounging in the grass. So I try and grab him. Then he runs into a bush. It's this whole thing. So
this is so stressful.
So it's about 1:30 in the morning now. And Annie had left and I just stepped outside one last time and I looked to my right and Rodman is sitting on the neighbor's porch staring at me. And I was like, you goddamn cat. So I was like, I'm taking a different route this time. So I got a can of like wet cat food and I set it on like the sidewalk next to me and I just sat on my porch and I just had a conversation with Rodman. I just chatted with him and I was like, dude, like, what are we doing? Like, because then I was at the point, I was like, if I catch this cat,
what did you do with him?
Yeah, because it's 1:30 in the morning. These people can't still be out. Sure as shit. Tormund walks past like 5 seconds later and I'm like, the cat's right there. He's like, I'm calling Marie. So they bring a cat carrier out. I almost catch the fucking cat. Like I get like just this close to it and he's meowing at me and I almost like pick him up and he runs and he goes and like hides under a parked car.
I need to know how this ends.
It ends at 2 a.m. with all of us being like, we have to go to bed. And like, that was on Saturday night and I haven't seen him since, but he's around the neighborhood. So it was like, we all were just like, we need a win tonight. Like we have been out for hours looking for this cat.
They know what they're doing.
Yeah, you can't catch a cat.
No, how do you? Yeah, how do you? You can't.
No. So I don't know what to do. And he just was looking at me like, you fucking bitch. You goddamn bitch. Like,
he probably's like, maybe he's like loving this new life.
I think he is. I mean, he was a feral cat.
Yeah, so how do you? Yeah, I don't know how you catch a cat. I've never, in college, I remember chasing one all around campus. Yeah. And like being like crying, being like, it's going to be on the streets. And
I know, it's really sad. And I feel bad for like the owner, but there was like all this drama with that where they're like, we don't agree with the adoption. She should be out here walking around looking for this cat.
Dude, these people are kind of crazy in a good way.
Oh yeah. But I was like, I need to volunteer for this. But then I was like, no, these people are on call like 24 hours a day. Like I can't, if it's in my neighborhood, cool. I'm fine with it. Like I'm going to be outside anyway, but I don't want to like have to go travel around Grand Rapids seeking cats. Like,
I want you to ask the next time, like, what's your rate of capture? Like, of actually catching one that you've lost?
So what they have is they have humane traps where they put like wet food in it.
Okay.
And they put those in the like owner's backyard, hoping that he'll go back. But recently I got a phone call at work today from someone asking if they could put one of those traps in my yard because they're like, he obviously really likes you. And I was like, sure, why not?
What if they trapped a cat that was someone's outdoor cat?
They let him go because they have done that.
How do they know? Microchip?
That or like they mostly just let cats go. That like okay. They just let them go.
Interesting.
They've caught possums in there and had to let possums go.
I wonder if, yeah.
So that was my epic.
Wow, that's actually, I'm really glad to know that the story has progressed.
Yeah.
And that you were face to face with Robin.
Yeah, I wish I would have caught him though.
Yeah.
Like how cool would that have been if I ended that story and guys,
yeah, I was really like waiting.
It's for that. It's not that great.
What if you'd caught him and then he just bit the shit out of your arm and you let go and then he ran away?
And I would be like, I fucking hate cats.
You don't.
No, I love him so much. Well, Rodman. He's big too. He's 13 pounds. It's like practically.
Does Marge weigh like 5 pounds?
She's probably like 7 or 8.
Oh, Marge.
Yeah.
McCoy is made up of 10 cats.
Yeah, McCoy ate 10 cats.
Picture 10 cats taped together in the shape of a dog.
That is McCoy.
Yeah, so.
How was your weekend?
I just worked.
Did you chase cats?
I didn't chase any cats. I did chase drunk people.
Mm-hmm.
And.
Did you get some good photos?
I did get some good photos. It was great. I don't know. I'm like so sick of talking about weddings.
Yeah. Ready for that to be over?
Kind of. Yeah. I'm on the downhill now. I have like one this weekend that's like a half wedding. Like it's like 4 hours only.
Yeah.
And then I have 4 left.
That's it?
They're all full day ones though. So it's like technically I have 48 more. No, like, wait, that's only. Yeah. 48 more hours of. That is a lot of hours of taking photos at a wedding, but that's how many I have left.
For the
for
year.
For 4 weddings. They're 12-hour days. So
for 2017 or for?
That's for 2017, yeah.
And then do you have any winter ones?
Not till March 31st.
Damn, we're going to get so drunk.
I think I might get one winter one. Yeah, I'm going to. The podcast is going to get hype.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's that.
Awesome.
Yeah. So, should we get into it? Wait, I have one thing to say. I think that, I would like us to do, like, a rebrand soon, like, a new photo.
Yeah.
And, like, I still think we should do the one where, like, Meredith and Christina at the bar. You know, when, like, one of them's up, the other one's linking their arm and resting their head.
Yeah.
Like, I think that should be our new photo. But I think we should also have a tagline that's, like, something like a podcast about, like, life and Grey's Anatomy. Because I think, like, we talk equally about just
our lives.
Right. And so I don't want it to stray off people that think like it's only about Grey's Anatomy. Like, so listeners,
if you're stray off or make people mad who just want a Grey's Anatomy podcast. Right.
So like if you are listening to this and you have any ideas for how to phrase the fact that like we use Grey's Anatomy as a vehicle for conversation.
Maybe you just write that.
We
a Grey's Anatomy
a vehicle.
I broke.
The breach is malfunctioned.
I stuttered. Oh God. Just say that.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna. Can you finish the podcast? Thanks.
Yeah, you just sit there. I'll just go. So, anyways, let's.
It is a million degrees in here.
I know. I'm so sorry.
No, it's totally fine.
I know we could open one, but I mean, you're here, so you could take care of them.
I mean, it's fine.
It's your choice. Would you prefer to get rid of stink bugs or to have a window shut?
Wait.
So I will open this window and let some air in.
Yeah.
Which means stink bugs will enter.
But you have screens in your window, right?
They find ways. That's why I keep the window shut. Or I can open them and you will just have to get rid of every stink bug that enters. Choose that option?
Yeah.
Okay, let's
quick
pause
break.
Real fast. Quick break. That's what it's called.
Episode 11. The window's open now.
I never knew what that song said. I always thought it was just like, you're the only one, Jeannie. I don't know. Like, I didn't know that that's what it said.
I hope it's actually that song.
Are there any other songs that you always sang wrong? Like, I sang, instead of Kiss Me, I thought it was Can't Sleep Beneath Whatever Twilight.
Can't Sleep?
Yeah. I was like, I relate to this song so much.
No, I'm sure there are ones, but... Well, one, my mom used to think, or it was my dad, You know, do the hustle.
Do the hustle.
My dad thought it was do the hot dog.
Do the hot dog. And then, that's better.
My mom thought secret agent man was secret Asian man.
Who didn't?
Yeah.
I also thought, everyone did the I get knocked down, but I get up again. I never knew that they said like piss in the night.
Oh yeah.
I was thought it was kissing the night away.
Wasn't it that in like the radio edited probably version though? Pissing also, the night MGMT's, away. Song where they say wake up for the morning commute. I thought it was wake up for the morning news. And I remember I said it and saying it in front of my boyfriend. Like, no. And he was like, no. And I was super embarrassed because it was like a cool song.
Right, right. I would love to have a dance party to Chumbawamba.
Okay.
I get knocked down.
Haven't we done that before?
I don't know. I love add that to the song dance party song list. I could make a list, but I'm not going to. I'm going to also itch my crotch right now. Sorry. It's so itchy. Okay.
It's because it's so hot.
I know. All right, let's do it.
Owner of a Lonely Heart.
Owner of a Lonely Heart. Season 2, episode 11, our episode 20.
Shotgun
workup. We've got the Quints.
Yeah,
all Quints. With very basic white girl names.
Yep.
Lucy, Charlotte, Emily.
Yeah, Kate. Julie.
Something. Yeah.
Yeah. Melanoma man, Mr. Murphy.
Yes, loved him.
Yeah.
We have Martin with a head injury.
Yeah, but he's barely in that. And then solitary prisoner, Miss Ferguson.
Yes. Oh, you got her name. Good job.
Yeah.
I wrote inmate.
Inmate.
Yes.
She was a murderer. Yeah.
What was your first note?
You sleep with a snake, you get bit.
That's good. That was who said that line?
Christina.
Oh, yeah. And I wrote, of course, Christina has the Quint with the organs outside of her body.
Why?
Christina was just like, yeah, well, mine's organs are, I don't know. It just seemed like very Christina of her to have like the most extreme.
Like baby.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. she's the most extreme intern.
Yep.
Yeah, I love that line. You sleep with a snake, you get bit. So this whole thing is about Izzy.
Feeling alone.
Yeah. Because Karev slept with Olivia.
Who I still don't understand.
Yeah, we'll get into that. But if we're talking about this opening scene.
Yeah.
I said, I feel like I've been Izzy before and it's devastating. And I know you were seeming a little irritated with Izzy. And I said, I am really feeling for her in this.
No, I wasn't irritated with her. I was annoyed. There was something that
later she, on.
Yeah, no, it wasn't about her like being upset and mad at Alex. Oh. Like, and I was on her side when she like yells at Meredith kind of or something. Like I...
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you weren't by the facial expressions you were making.
I do think it's completely unfair for her to... Like, she didn't know that Meredith and Alex have talked before. And, like, you know, and she's like, since when have you been friends?
Yeah.
Like, they have a history, but she didn't know about it. So that was the part, like...
Right.
That I was annoyed with her accusing Meredith of going to sleep with him.
Oh, like, yeah, that's dumb.
Like, she's not...
But, like, that just really sucks. Like, I've been there, and it sucks sitting there, like, having to work and knowing that you just got fucked over by some fuckwad who fucks some other person.
Right.
It fucking sucks.
Let's talk about that topic really quick.
Okay.
About how, like, Izzy's point was that by her friends saying, like, you're better off without him, you don't need him anyways, he's not a good person, like, that's not helpful.
No, she said it's condescending, and I completely agree with her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's helpful at all. I think in moments, well, because then it also makes you feel dumb about the choice you made wanting to be with that person originally.
Right.
Like, I don't think it's helpful when people, and the thing that I have found with, like, breakups or being hurt by your significant other is oftentimes, like, we're very sensitive about it. And then it's actually not helpful for your friends to talk shit about them mm-hmm. because you still love them and care for them. Mm-hmm. And you want to be the only one who gets to talk shit about them.
Right.
You know, like, unless you give them the okay, like, talk all the shit you want.
You just want someone to be supportive.
Yeah. And just, like, be there.
Right.
And listen to what you have to say. And, like, just acknowledge. I think that's so often, like, we want to fill space and, like, we want to give advice. But sometimes you just need to acknowledge that someone's hurting and that's enough, like, support.
Right. Right. And I think she made a good point when she was, like, Meredith, when Derek you know, you found out about Derek. None of us talked shit about him. We were just there for you.
Yeah.
Like, and it's true. They were like, I mean, I don't remember any of them saying as bad of things as they said about Karev.
No. And they honestly, they just were like physically by her drinking. Like sometimes right. that is all you need. I remember one time my boyfriend broke up with me over Skype and I was super upset. And it was like a telephone call to like seven girlfriends. We all met at this bar. The meanwhile, and we just all sat there. Like, yeah. no one really talked about it, but it was just, like, the, like, support of, like, being by each other,
right.
you know?
Right, that's what Izzy needed.
Yeah, she didn't need everyone to just be talking. And, like, you sleep with a snake, you get bit. Like,
yeah.
I mean, it's a funny line, but...
Yeah, it's not helpful in the moment. And you can, I think like you can think those things and you can have in the head the told you so or like, you know, but you never should ever say them.
And the when you say those is when the person realizes them like themselves months down the road. And that's when you have the conversation. Like
not right after it happens.
No, it's too sensitive.
Yeah. I completely agree
time
with you.
Time sensitive.
I completely agree with you. Izzy does just still annoy me sometimes, but like for that moment. It was just like...
No, Izzy's one of my least favorite characters, but I really felt for her in this episode.
I also like that, well, she when she was sleeping and like Christina says to her, like, I like you bitter and pissed off. You seem more like a human.
Yeah, it's true.
Mm-hmm.
She's not all...
flowery and bubbly.
Should we continue on with Izzy about what happens with Addison?
Yes. I am going to go ahead and it's cool if we disagree, but I think that was a weird teaching lesson.
I agree. I'm going to agree with that. I think what Addison wants Izzy to learn about like distance is important, but the way she went about it.
It was weird to me because I thought like on a moral standpoint, like Izzy pushed that baby with drugs all night long when like if she knew the baby was going to die anyways, like.
Ethically, is that okay?
Right. That's the part I was a little weirded out. Also, I mean, like, I feel like I didn't feel like Izzy was too connected with that baby. Like, when she's like, obviously, yes, I think Izzy needs distance because she takes things really personally. And, like, that's definitely foreshadowing. But I didn't think that, like, she was that attached to the baby. Like, I thought it was a weird example.
No, I think, like, I understand what they were trying to do in this episode.
Right.
But they could have done that. With a different patient in a different episode.
Right. It was just weird.
It didn't seem like the right episode to
No, it seemed, show again, this. Very off guard. It caught me very off guard that that was...
But importantly, I want to bring us back to a previous episode.
Yes, please.
About what happened. Okay. First of all, I said, finally, fucking Chief. Like, we saw Chief again.
Yeah, still at his desk.
We find out how Chief and Addison know each other. Because she goes,
feel like I blinked
you know what you
this.
Did to me as an intern. What?
I feel like I blinked during this. Like I didn't.
Oh, okay. So they're
so
having
she was
a,
an intern.
Yes, they're having a conversation. She's like, you know what you did to me as an intern. He was like, you made you stronger or whatever. So I was like, Chief was her chief as an intern. He was her teacher.
Yeah.
When we like we remember we were asking that episodes ago, like how.
So that's cool. So he's known her for a long time.
Yeah, he was her teacher.
Mm-hmm. Chief is the best.
Yeah. I just felt like I finally
Thank
got an answer.
That. Yeah, yeah. Do you feel closure?
Yeah, I do. I feel really good about it. I feel like I did my like detective work.
I'm really proud of you.
Thank you.
There was a sentence in the beginning of it was like the scene when Meredith was still doing her monologue, kind of, and it's all of them like alone in bed or whatever, and it says that they're like, we ignore our own family and friends for it, our patients' family and friends. Like they put their lives second for their patients. And on a very less extreme way, I think that's why I get really emotionally exhausted during wedding season because like I have to put the Saturdays of those people like first. And so a lot of times, like I don't hang out with people and I don't spend time and I like get behind on friendships. Mm-hmm. And it's because, like, it's impossibly present for, like, two people at the same time. You know what I mean? Like, you...
Yeah.
It's, like... And so I wrote, like, in a much less intense way, I sort of, like, totally understood that like, portion.
Yeah.
And then you feel weird because, like, no one else knows that you're doing that because it's not your group of friends. You know what I mean? Like...
It's like, a similar thing to, like, being... with a friend in like person and then like a friend needing you on your phone and like having to kind of ignore the phone situation.
Right, to be with the person in real life. Yeah. It's impossible to do both.
Yeah, and then the one friend is like, you're not being like present with me, like,
right.
Speak of the devil. I just got a text message right now and I can't read it because I'm talking to all of you right now. Right, and I have right. to be present.
Yeah, and so like I think too, like it's really interesting, like the day after a wedding, I almost always get a text, and I'm not trying to toot my own horn, but like I almost always get a text from the bride being like, oh my God, thank you so much. Couldn't have done that with like, you know, blah. And it's like very validating to me. Like, okay, good. All that hard work was like, it made a difference.
Yeah.
And not just for photos. Like they're talking purely like, cause I'm literally with them from when they get ready until the end of the night. And so it's really good to hear, but it's like people like my husband, my friends, they don't see that is a thing. You know what I mean? So it's just really, it was very interesting. Like I never thought about that with doctors either. Like I always think about therapists, like,
oh my God, how they shut that off when they go home.
Yeah.
So, boundaries, man. Separate yourself.
Yeah, apparently I don't have any. anyways, that's my only thing on that.
I don't remember that being said, but I like what you
told. It was like part of her monologue, which I usually don't listen to.
Do you not?
Can you like ever recall? Like, well, there's some.
There's some like classic ones, but they're because like, they're like written on like memes.
There's things happening when, there's things happening when they're doing it. And I'm never like, I can't watch and listen.
Yeah, you can't multitask. Burke's breakfast is the dopest breakfast.
Yeah. Why? I definitely Burke is my number one right now.
Yeah. I want to be with Burke, I think, for the rest of my life. I think I finally have committed.
Yeah. I mean, it's like French toast. There's a fruit side.
Yeah, there's a big old glass of orange juice that's so, looking that actually so looks good.
Sounds so good, right?
Yeah, looks so good. Yeah, because it's 7,000 degrees in here.
I'm so stuck to my chair. Like, I don't know how to sit.
Like, there's fucking lava in here.
That light probably isn't helping.
Oh, God, you're right. What would happen if I... Wait, should we just record in the dark? Oh, wait, I can't see our notes. It's completely black in here.
It's so dark. Let me turn on this light.
Okay. I really can't see anything. Yeah, that's probably going to help.
Oh, my God. I might have to sit on the ground.
Why? Because you're sticking to the chair?
This leather seat is so hot.
Do you want to switch spots? Let's switch spots.
Right now?
Yeah. I mean, hold on, guests. Just switch spots.
Grab your... I'll push your wine over.
Oh, my God. The chair's, like, sweating itself.
It's hot.
Yeah.
You're going to not last long.
Oh,
although your butt was warm too.
Yeah, I do want to tell everyone that I showed up and Abby was like, oh my God, I love your dress. And I went, it's a nightgown. I wore a nightgown to Abby's tonight.
That sentence has been uttered before.
That I've worn a nightgown here?
Or like some sort of...
Well,
like,
a muumuu.
It's a, yeah, like it's a house dress.
It's a house dress, but this is a straight up like in a nightgown section at Target.
It doesn't look like it.
I'm twirling.
Yeah, I know, that chair sucks because you have to anchor yourself somehow.
I'll just record with my back to you. This is a mess.
Wait, let me take a photo of you right there so everyone can see how Brie has rotated. Frick. Okay, one, two. It's always, you just look great. That's perfect.
It's over the shoulder.
Boulder holder.
I was gonna say it, but I didn't. Okay.
There was like a second part to that phrase, like over the shoulder, boulder holder. Something, like, something, something, something. Like it was another phrase about boobs.
Kind of like, up your butt and around the corner. through the tubes. There's your boobs.
That's what I was thinking of.
Yeah.
Your butt. Dude, that's such a weird
up your butt and around the corner through
your tube and out your boob.
Oh, I thought it was there's your boob.
I'd say through the tube and out your boobs.
Oh, you're going out the boob.
Like you enter the butt and you exit.
Why? What were we talking about ever in those?
Is it like when someone asks where something is and you go up your butt and around the corner?
Stupid.
I'm going to bring back that phrase.
Yeah, me too.
Same with loser, loser, as if, whatever, with a twist. Elbow, wrist, wrist. You mess with me, you mess with this.
Oh, I always remembered it like loser, loser, double loser, as if, whatever. Get the picture done.
That's another one.
Oh.
Can we get into a bar fight with someone?
Yeah.
Or can we stage a bar fight between the two of us? And we just sling out just 90s phrases.
And then we do like fake fights.
Yeah.
We'll choreograph it.
Slap.
Yeah.
Okay, I can't wait. It's going to be great.
Can
we do Bailey teaching moment?
Yeah.
I feel like there was just one. Well, there's kind of a few. But, like, Christina is, which I wrote X-Tina because apparently it was faster to write that.
I've written that before.
Yeah. But she's like, can't you do this task that I don't want to do talking to Bailey? And Bailey just goes, I can. I choose not to. And I was like,
do you have a Southern accent?
I don't know why. Whenever I do any accent of even my British accent is slightly Southern.
I think we're both broken.
But yeah, so Bailey's just like, yeah, I can do that. I choose not to.
Yeah, she had, oh, at the end too, I feel like this is a teaching moment where she turns to Gray and she goes, and Gray, way to go. Okay. That's a teaching moment too. Yeah.
I like that Meredith acknowledged that phrase too. She was like, ooh.
Yeah, way to go. Look at me. Also that the Miss Ferguson, the solitary prisoner, called her Mama Bear.
Yeah, I wrote that too.
Oh, good.
Anything else? Well, should we talk about Miss Ferguson?
Yeah.
She's kind of crazy.
She ate a fucking light bulb. Well, first of all, she ate 4 razor blades.
I related the light bulb scene to the same horror that I felt when I watched the toilet scene.
What about the
man drinking out of... that was less visual because you didn't see them do it.
Oh.
Like her being like, and like choking on the stuff. And Christina like
drinking out of the toilet.
And just blood because it's cutting up her throat is the same as the toilet guy.
Yeah, I would say they're pretty close. I wrote swallowed a fucking light bulb. Can you imagine swallowing a fucking light bulb? Oh, did she chew it? Like, did she try and swallow the whole thing whole?
You know who swallowed the light bulb? The Grinch. That's what he eats them in the movie.
Oh my God, yeah.
Remember he takes out... That's what I'm picturing her doing.
Dinner with myself. I can't cancel that again.
I know, it's like 4 o'clock. Yeah. Or 4:30, stare into the abyss. 5 o'clock, solve world hunger. Tell no one. 5:30, jazzercise.
Jazzercise.
6:30, dinner with me. I can't cancel that again.
Doesn't he say something about self-loathing?
Yeah, 7 o'clock. It's like wallow with my self-loathing. I'm booked.
I'm booked.
Yeah, so The Grinch is the one movie that I know more lines to than I should care to admit.
I love that movie.
If we ever need a new segment where like Bree's doing something, I will recite the speech that he gives to Max when he's pretending to be a reindeer.
Can you do it now?
Do you want me to?
Yeah.
Okay, I haven't done it in years. I really hope I get it. Okay, hang on. All right, you're a reindeer. Here's your motivation. Your name is Rudolph. You're a freak with a red nose and nobody likes you. Then one day, Santa picks you and you save Christmas. Oh, forget that part. Whatever it was, just keep it kind of loosey-goosey. You hate Christmas. You're going to steal it. Saving Christmas is a lousy ending. Way too commercial. Action. Max hits off his nose. Brilliant. You reject your own nose because it represents the glitter of commercialism. Why didn't I think of that? Check, print, check the gate, moving on. Cut, print, check the gate, moving on.
Oh my God, that was so good.
The reason I know it is because... Dude. High five. The reason I know it is because it's on the soundtrack, which I like, and then immediately following, like, there's, like, little voice segments. After that follows the Smash Mouth song that's in the album. So whenever in my head I hear that, I then hear, like, and then you're done, like, the Smash Mouth song. So.
Oh, my God, that was so good. Thank you. So proud of you.
I haven't done that in years, and it just came back to me.
Ooh, that's like me reciting the back of the box of Titanic.
Wait, you know that?
Yeah.
That doesn't even have audio. That's impressive.
No, it's from the movie.
Oh.
It's her thing where she's like, oh, I can't remember now. I would need the first line and then I could go from there. But yeah, my mom, we'd be at like family gatherings and she'd be like, gather around. And then I'd like recite it.
That's what I used to do about that Max speech.
Yeah.
Well.
It's a good party game.
I used to sit in the bathtub and listen to that soundtrack.
Would you cry?
Well, where are you, Christmas?
Nowhere near. It's 95 degrees outside.
You and I have sang that song together, though.
Yeah, we have.
It's always very emotional.
It is.
How did we get here? Eating glass.
Grey's Anatomy. A Grey's Anatomy podcast, also about everything other than Grey's Anatomy.
So she ate a light bulb. My question was going to be, would you rather eat a light bulb or be in solitary confinement?
That's a good question. Eat a light bulb.
I think so too. So I get it.
I can't be alone for that long. Like, and especially in like a cell.
Yeah.
You know, like I could probably be
in
alone.
My house.
Yeah. Like, fuck yeah.
With the internet.
Pots around. But
I definitely understand where she's coming from. I feel like. I get it now.
Yeah. No.
And Christina did too. And I thought it was very like sweet that she then gave her extra days. It's weird how Grace makes you feel bad for people that, like...
Like, you maybe shouldn't feel bad.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I felt bad for her. She was like... What was the line? She said, I only murdered three people and none of them were doctors.
Right.
But then she says, like, I was high. And so she right. just got, she got addicted to meth. Like, yeah. it happens,
right.
guys.
Right. Right.
Meth ruins lives.
Meth ruins lives. Don't do it.
Should we talk about, I mean, anything else about her?
No, I think that's it.
She do we feel like she was put in there for any particular reason to show that Christina has some empathy?
Probably.
Yeah.
That would be it.
Yeah.
We know, I feel like with other patients like Martin, Alex is still working on. Should we talk about that a little bit?
Yeah.
How Derek is an asshole.
Why?
Well, I know it's Karev's fault, but also like when he's like, you killed him, you whatever.
Well, I think Karev needs to know that.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, he fucked up. He did the wrong amount of right. medication. And like, I don't think Derek's being an asshole.
That's
like,
true. Why do I always feel so much empathy for Karev?
I don't know. Because honestly, like,
I know, he I don't
seriously fuck the dog. Like,
right.
He made that man like dehydrate to the point of he can't wake up.
Did and, you say like, fucked a dog?
He fucked the dog. Isn't that a saying?
I don't know.
I think it is. You fucked the dog.
Oh.
No?
Listeners, let us know. I'm glad I heard you right. I was like, wait, he didn't fuck a dog?
No, I'm pretty sure that's a saying.
All right.
I have so much back sweat right now.
I told you.
And I'm wearing a gray dress.
When do you want to switch back?
I mean, I'm okay right now.
You're not, but you will be.
Just, I may end up with all my clothes off.
Just it's recording. A podcast, not a television show. It's so, true. Okay.
It's radio.
It's a radio. It's me, a radio.
It's a me, a Mario. That was a really good Mario. That
Speaking of video games, there was a weird segment or part in this show where there was video game music. It was like, wow.
It was like before, I told you, it's like before you meet the bad guy, like the big
Bowser.
Guy. Yeah, Bowser. Or in Zelda, like, the one dude that, like, rolls into a ball and,
sounds
like...
Sounds terrifying.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was literally... That music was happening. I don't know what part, but it was the weirdest. Music has such an effect on the show because there was that where I was like, what the fuck? And then there was... I got GGBs when Mare put the babies together, but I know it's only because the music that was playing was, like, also, like...
Yeah, you said you had serious GGBs.
I don't know. I just, like...
I didn't.
I just, the babies were just, she just knew what to do and...
I didn't have any I haven't had GGBs in a while.
It's been a while.
Also, the music at the end was, like, super happy.
Yeah, it was weird. And it like, was like, nobody should die alone.
And yeah, happy it was like, ba-da-ba.
Well, she was getting a dog.
That's true.
Which I'm excited, because now shit's gonna happen.
Oh, yeah, like, in the plot.
Yeah, now that she has a dog.
Yeah, because this episode was boring.
It's like a filler. Me.
Like, what do we feel about the Quint's mom, Darby?
I get that it's a real thing.
What's her name?
Dory.
Darby.
I get that it's a real thing and that, like, you your hormones and the feelings she's having, but it's a boring storyline.
Yeah, like, I feel like we've heard this story. Like, we For saw two, it last. Like, yeah, like, it was just too long of a storyline.
Yeah.
I didn't feel like this needed to be a two-parter.
No. It's probably going to be more parters. There's still four Quints in the hospital.
That's true.
I think this patient is on for a while. What I think is they should do a reboot now, or when this new season, and the Quints should make an appearance, which I guess it'd be quadruples. Rest in peace, Emily. And they should have the mom and the...
So ten,
they'd be like 10 years old now.
Maybe they will do that. Maybe Shonda's been
I'll write it to Shonda.
For season 14.
Probably.
To do that. Dude, Leech Man.
Oh, he's just such a kind man.
I wrote, could you put a leech on a patient?
I don't know. I don't know if that's a real thing.
I think it is. I wrote blooding. It's called blooding.
Would you want a leech on you?
Would I want one? No.
But what if you had to?
Well, I would do it. No, I said, could you put one on a patient? Not do, like,
I thought you were, okay. I think I would rather be the one applicating or applying the leeches than
having them on me.
That's like they're bugs.
Yeah.
They're bugs of the water. They're like swimming mosquitoes and snakes all in one.
They're
swimming worms.
Swimming worms, yeah.
Oh.
And they just suction to you.
Yeah.
And they gotta like
hurt. That would hurt. That's what I'm thinking. Oh. We need an I'm gonna dream about it.
But I'm wondering though if it hurt that bad on his like melanoma. Probably not, because it's like deadish skin, right?
I'm confused. Like, is that like skin cancer he had?
Yeah.
That's usually they cut off melanin.
I think what they did was they cut it off and then maybe the skin didn't like, wasn't alive or like growing, like the blood wasn't flowing there. So that's why they put.
Oh, to bring there. The blood.
Yeah. Blooding. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I get it now.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's,
because then his like, because remember everything was like black. It was like necrotic tissue.
Yeah. Or something. Yeah. Okay. I thought that was like the melanoma.
No, I don't think so. I think that already been taken
okay,
care
that
of.
Makes more sense. I was like, my dad has had that and they did not put a leech on him. They just cut it off.
Yeah, it's probably because his, yeah.
That makes sense. That gave me a thought. I feel like it's interesting because we have not had any interaction with a plastics doctor, which, like, I know why. But,
oh,
like,
yeah.
It's like, does that skill not exist yet in this world until that doctor comes? You know,
I don't
want to spoil it.
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
Interesting.
In between my legs is radiating heat.
Do you want to sit here?
No, it's just funny. Cause like it's a hot box.
It's real hot. Literally. A hot box.
A hot box.
A lunch box.
And also he names his leeches.
Yeah, one of them he names O'Malley.
That was funny. The one on his nose.
I just
you got him to laugh.
I like that guy liked nature so much and that he was just pleasant. He was very pleasant. Although I was confused when he was giving George the speech at the end. Is he married or is he not?
No, he's not married, but he didn't want to take his ring off because he loves her still. Because we find out George
divorced.
Loves Meredith.
Right. But so he's divorced.
Yeah, but he doesn't want to be divorced. And his line was living with a woman who can't love you back. Is way lonelier than being alone, which I completely agree with.
Yeah, that's a great one-liner.
Yeah.
Also, I feel like we knew George liked Meredith, like had a crush on her. We did not know he fucking loved
her. Yeah, he admitted he loved her.
Which I think is sort of extreme.
I think so too.
Everything's sprung on us so fast.
Does he have the right to love her yet?
No, I feel like friend love, maybe.
Yeah, but not as
a romantic
love.
No, he doesn't even
know
her.
No, he doesn't know her deepest, darkest things.
It's a weird matchup.
Yeah. I disagree.
It's only going to go downhill.
Yeah, I disagree.
Yeah.
Olivia
is a waste of a character.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about...
At least make her likable.
I wrote, elevators hold so much energetic tension.
Yeah.
Because, like, when she's in the elevator with
Izzy. Talking to Izzy.
Which also, I wrote about this whole plot. I wrote... Like, did Olivia know that Karev and Izzy were together? And then it answered
later
in the episode that she didn't know they were together.
So I don't feel bad for her, but I kind of do. Cause like she is not guilty of anything.
No.
Because she didn't know.
She just
But that doesn't matter to Izzy. Also, I just feel like if they had made her more like fun and likable, but they make her so weird and insecure. And like, I don't understand the like... why she's wanted by all the doctors.
No, and I don't understand why she's in so many episodes and then she's just not. Like, she just she's just a filler character and a really annoying one.
Yeah, true.
Like, I don't need any more Olivia.
Correct.
We can be done with her now.
We can.
But I think she lasts for, like...
She's this season... Oops, sorry, fans. She's definitely in this season, like, this season more, I bet.
Yeah.
Also, wait, can we take a break?
Yeah.
Will you touch the red circle
touch
button?
The button?
Bree's in charge of the controls right now.
Okay.
What's up? Are we back?
Yeah. I want to make sure I did that right. Why is it red at the top?
I don't know, but it's fine. Yeah, it's fine.
Okay. I'm just never in charge of the computer and pressing buttons, and it makes me very nervous.
It's a really hard knock life to be me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we talked about Olivia. Sorry we've taken so many breaks. We're just...
It's hot. Literally 1,000 degrees.
Yeah. We're going to miss this someday.
What? I know. I'm like in 2 days, we're going to be like, oh, my God, it's 60 degrees.
I know.
It's terrible.
There was one... I have a weird random question.
Okay.
When George was putting the leeches on the guy's face, one, like, fell off. And I was like, or didn't fall off, sorry. He was going in and one just, like, flew off. And I was like, do you think that was supposed to happen? Or do you think that was, like, it was a real leech and it fell off? Well, they're probably not real leeches.
I think it was supposed to happen.
Okay. It seemed like George was very, like,
I think because it was full.
Yeah.
Because that was what the whole script was
It was
about.
Before it filled up. It was like in between scene. He like walked in, it fell off, he just stuck it back on.
Oh, I
And
don't
I just wonder if
happening.
Things like that are like just acting through the... So many gases just came out of your mouth.
Mine?
You like cleared your throat 3 times and then this like inner burp accident.
I'm sorry. I don't know. I ate 2 brats and I am...
Happy.
Drank LaCroix.
Okay. Silence. Okay, there's another weird thing. Meredith is flirting with Derek.
Okay. Oh, I wrote about this. I thought Meredith and Derek said goodbye.
Yeah.
Like, they obviously
They say goodbye
have
like
not.
8 times.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about that last episode right. where I was like, really? Goodbye again? But like, you're not going to sell the trailer. Like, you haven't changed. Like, oh,
she's
so
holding
happy.
On.
Like, what is going on? I thought they said goodbye.
I don't... Yeah. And she's, like, trying to relate to him on, like, a, oh, if I was with you, I'd never make you sell the trailer.
Yeah.
Like, but I just wrote Meredith as being flirty, and it's probably not going to help her. Like,
no. I think it's going to bite her in the ass.
Right.
She's going to fuck the dog.
It's not a phrase.
It is a phrase.
I hate it. Or I'm going to start using it, and then I'm going to get made fun of.
Yeah. You should.
It's not a phrase.
It's not a phrase. No, it is.
But, yeah, I don't think she should do that, and, yeah. That's that.
Okay.
if everything sounded good there, we just had some minor difficulties. Anyways, I wrote Mara as a good life coach, and I don't remember why. There was a moment where Meredith was like...
What are you talking about when she's talking to Kreb?
Yeah, maybe that's it. But, like, she just seemed like...
Which, can we talk about that?
Yeah, like, and them like, being friends?
Well, and Izzy's response. Because I don't think...
That's when I was annoyed with Izzy, because she assumed Meredith was, like, flirting with him.
Yeah. And so, but we don't, so do we think that Izzy was overreacting?
Yes. In that okay. moment, yes.
Interesting, because your face you were making while watching it, I thought you were like mad at Meredith.
No, I'm always pro Meredith and Alex being weird friends together.
Okay, good. I feel better about that.
Oh yeah, no, I was annoyed that Izzy took it to like, you sleep with everybody.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, whoa.
Yeah, like uncalled for.
Yeah, calm
like,
down.
Let's not call her a whore.
Also, Izzy has no, like, she's like, well, she was accusing them and Meredith's like, Alex and I are friends, well, sort of. And she's like, since when? And
yeah.
It's like, you don't know what everyone is doing every second of the day. Like, Meredith and Alex have been weird and twisted friendship for half of the season, for sure.
Yeah. Although, if I'm like, let me play devil's advocate here a second.
Yes.
That would be really shitty, like, being Izzy and, like, just having a day, like, where
right.
you want your, like, girlfriend to be on your side. Like, I think about it, if I had just been cheated on and I saw you, like, talking to the dude and, like, helping him do research, I would be like, what the fuck, Abby?
Right.
You know, but I wouldn't be, like, you're sleeping with him, but I'd be like, can't you just give it a day where you can just be on my side?
Completely. I get that also. I think it's hard, though, because I think, like... I know that the show, like, it shows, like, they're each other's only friends and everything, but, like...
Go find a different
friend. I don't know. They're also, like, co-workers, and I don't know how you can...
But they're roommates, too.
I know, but also, like, Meredith is literally looking for ways to help save a dude's life. And, like, I don't know if... Like, I just feel like it's a... Unless you fully know what's going on... I guess, yeah, I get her immediate reaction, but it's not... Meredith wasn't doing anything wrong.
No, she wasn't. I'm just saying I can also see why Izzy would respond in
totally.
That way.
Yes.
And also, yeah, they're co-workers, but Izzy lives with Meredith, not...
Right.
Kreb doesn't. Like,
right.
It's, like...
It's just a shitty situation.
Yeah, just the whole thing. It's just
good
messy.
Good writing.
Yeah. Good writing. Anytime we don't have an answer, good writing.
Good writing. Meredith gets a dog.
Yeah, Doc.
Is that his name?
Uh-huh.
I could have sworn his name was Dog.
No, I think his name's Doc, because they're doctors.
Ooh, this will be a fun...
Like, we'll find out what it actually is?
Yeah,
because
I could have sworn she can't name it, and so she just calls it Dog.
I thought it was... Maybe you're right.
I don't know. This will be a good poll.
Yeah. Dog or Doc? Fight.
Yeah.
Huh.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Do
we think Meredith should have a dog?
No.
No, not at all.
But she had that line in the beginning, something like, men are like, or who needs men when you can have a dog? Like, just
yeah.
Yeah.
This whole episode was like...
Oh, well, because she doesn't want to be lonely.
Yeah, because the whole episode was about
being
alone.
And animals do make you not be lonely because they follow you like a shadow.
Yeah, they're always by you. And then
yours
they
is
stand
especially
on your
by you.
Face. And meow at you.
Yeah. Marge is especially like anti-loneliness.
Yeah, she's just
I think like, Marge is lonely.
I think Marge is lonely. Yeah, she gets sad when I'm not around. But recently she hasn't been sleeping in my bed. I have to like call for her and then she'll come in.
Is that a good thing?
Probably. I mean, I think she's just comfortable like sleeping out in the other room and stuff, you know, because we are still very close when she's out in the other room. So maybe that's it. And also then it's not 1,000 degrees with a cat sitting on my face.
Yeah, no thanks. Before we like talk about things that might be spoiler-ishy, do you have anything from this episode? Like any other notes? Oh, we have to do goofs.
Oh, do I get to do the goofs this time?
Yeah. The only annoying thing is you can't bring the computer there because it's loud.
Okay. Well.
So it's open. So if you, my dock is at the bottom of the screen. If you bring your mouse all the way down there, it will show up.
No, it's not.
Maybe it's on the left. It's like I've never used my computer before.
It's on the left.
Okay, open up Chrome.
Chrome.
And then there should be, it should be open. Yeah.
Okay.
So you can scroll down. I guess you can probably pick it up if you want.
No, it's okay. Why won't your thing scroll?
It's opposite of what yours is. Two fingers.
I am using two fingers.
Are you clicked in Chrome?
Yeah.
Like click. Oh.
Oh my God. You think I never used a fucking computer before. Jesus.
You haven't. And how, like you use one at work, but when's the last time you used a personal computer?
It's hard to say.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's just do the goofs.
You could also open it on your phone if you want.
That's
this
true.
Would be easier.
But where are the goofs?
Go all the way down.
Okay.
Abby, wow, switching that. Roles is fun.
Yeah.
All right, Max, you're a reindeer. Here's your motivation.
Just, oh, that's funny.
It's like way far down. Notes and Trivia, it's called.
Okay, let's see. Oh, God.
I know it's hard to bend over like that.
Ooh, I can't breathe.
Oh, my God. How frustrated are you?
Notes
right
and
now?
Trivia.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Oh, man, there's only two. This is a big day for me.
You're doing a great job.
Okay, so listeners, notes and trivia.
It's going to be like this many viewers and the song is this.
This episode title originated from the song Owner of a Lonely Heart, originally sung by the progressive rock band Yes.
Oh.
And this episode scored 20.58 million viewers.
That's a crap load of
people. That's a fuck ton of viewers. Those were my only, there were no goofs, no anything.
Oh, that's the worst when you just get that.
How did I do, listeners? Rate me one out of 1 to 10 scalpels. How did I do?
I think you did a 9.5 scalpel.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. The not figuring out how to scroll lost
a little,
you a half a point.
A little embarrassing. I had to click into Chrome, so that's a thing.
It's an easy misunderstanding.
Yeah.
Okay, so when you guys are listening to this, it will probably actually be tomorrow in the afternoon because I have to send it and we're running behind.
Yeah.
But we're still getting you content.
Nobody needs to know any of this.
No. So that means when you listen to this, there will be like less than a week and a few days until Grace. No, Grace starts this week?
Thursday.
Oh, Thursday.
Of this week.
Oh, my God.
Like in like 3 days.
Okay, so let's enter in. Well, first let's rate that episode and then enter into spoiler land.
Okay, so.
So, out of 10, I'm going to give it. I'm real freaking low.
Like, I'm giving it 2 scalpels.
2 out of 10?
I hated this episode. I hate it. I want nothing
but
to do with it.
But what about Burke's Breakfast?
2.5.
I'm going to do 4.
4?
It's still less than 50%.
Yeah, I know, but I feel like some of the ones you've like actually kind of liked.
I don't know. I feel like 3 is such a small number.
Well, I'm giving it 2.5 because this was the worst episode ever. It was terrible. Nothing happened at all. I mean, you can keep with your scalpel rating.
Disappointing if like this was an episode you watched live. I feel like now there's just like explosions all the time.
It's true. Just fires everywhere.
Okay. We rated it. We're going to go into spoiler land now. So just turn this off if you don't want to know.
Yeah. If you don't want to listen, then thanks for listening.
We love you. Okay. So it comes back, which I was talking to you about this and I had like a strange, like I forgot that we get more Greys. For some reason, I think it's because like I'm almost done with Game. We are both almost done with Game of Thrones. I am in this weird like, oh, there's nothing new left anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I like completely forgot that Greys is still back.
Whole new season, man.
Yeah.
Coming in hot.
Right, because Meredith and Riggs, and then Riggs' lover
Teddy
came back.
Teddy shows up.
Teddy's gonna come back.
How I'm so excited to see Teddy.
I love her.
So do I. What do we think is going to happen in the first episode? It's 2 hours.
It's a two-hour premiere.
I feel like not enough is going to happen with Riggs and Meredith. Like,
I agree.
I think that they're going to hold that off for sure. Yeah. Like, which is going to be frustrating because, like, I'm going to want to see her get sad or react or whatever. Or have
some, you know, just some type of closure.
But I think it's going to be a lot of Owen Hunt.
Yep.
A lot of Amelia.
Yep.
And a lot of Riggs and his sister.
And Teddy? Do you think she'll be in the first
Teddy
episode?
Is probably going to be the person that, like, intercepts the whole situation.
Yeah. What about, I feel like things are going to happen. What about Avery and...
Oh, I fucking hate that story.
So it's like all over forums on the internet about like charts about how their stepbrother and stepsister, like Maggie and Avery. And so that can't possibly be a thing.
It's so weird. They sprung it out of nowhere. All of a sudden in the finale, like, oh, by the way, we like each other.
Yeah, I don't agree with it at all. And if Shonda goes down that road... Well, Dear Shonda. We haven't done Dear Shonda in a while.
No, we haven't. Also, she has a really amazing website that after this episode, we should look at it because it's supposed to be like unreal. It just went live. It's called Shondaland and it's like...
Really cool.
Like, yeah. Like,
what's it about?
Like all of her shows and the worlds that she's created. And we'll have to look in a second. We're bad Grey's fans. But I think that... Also, if you think back to, like, when Avery and Kepner got together, remember how, like, their love story was? Like, it was so good and, like...
I don't understand why they're not just back together. Do you think they ever will?
It will be frustrating to me if they don't because they have, like, a kid and, like, they just...
I think they really love each other.
They had such an intense love. Like, remember they... Wasn't he getting married to some... Or she was getting married to that other guy and left her own wedding.
Yeah.
Why do I think she left on a horse? That didn't happen to them. No, I think I made that up.
It's completely wrong.
Is that Runaway Bride?
Yeah, yeah. That's Julia Roberts.
Okay.
Similar.
Red hair.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, with Richard Gere. Great movie. I don't understand why they... I just hate the thing about these shows is that it takes seasons
for
people
happen.
To get back together and shit. And it's just so frustrating because you're like... You have a child together. Right. Like, you obviously love each other. You went through something really hard losing a child.
Right.
But, like...
April got a baby cut out of her.
That was her a baby now.
That's what I mean. And she went through that.
Yeah.
Also, like... It's just frustrating because you get so invested. Like, I even get very frustrated and sad thinking about, like, remember when Meredith and Derek had three kids in this beautiful house? And, like,
yeah, and then
shit
remember when he fucking died?
Ugh.
Spoiler alert.
I still don't know if I'll ever get over that.
No, it ruined the whole goddamn show.
But we're still watching it.
Well, yeah, because how can you stop at this
Can you imagine if we'd been doing this podcast when that episode happened?
Oh, my God. I think we would have burned the house down.
We knew. I feel like I knew that his character was going to die. It was, like, announced that he was off the show a couple weeks before it happened. Can you imagine if news had not gotten out and you're watching it and all of a sudden Derek Shepherd is dead?
You know what? I honestly don't even remember watching the episode. I think I blacked it out. Like, I think it was that emotionally, like, traumatizing to me.
I know I didn't watch it live. I watched it, like, the next day.
I watched it like the next day, and I know I've only watched it I think once.
Same.
Which I've rewatched Grey's how many times? I think I've only seen that episode.
And then once. How that next the opener season or whatever was so weird because it was like years had gone by.
It wasn't years. It was like a year.
But still, like everyone had lob haircuts. Like all of a sudden everyone had short hair. Also, I'm very anxious to see where they go with Karev's storyline.
Oh, next, like, this coming season?
I think he's going to try to fuck up What's-Her-Face's abusive husband.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's back on it, that guy.
Yeah, I read that too. What else?
I don't know. I want to rewatch.
Yeah, we should probably rewatch the last episode before we watch the new. We're going to watch the new one together. We can't watch it live.
No, so what I think we should do is watch it together and record immediately following, just like...
Thoughts.
Yeah, and then talk about it, and we'll post it as like a fun bonus episode, because it will be years before we get to that episode.
Yeah, if we may change our minds about what
our lives are.
Yeah.
But yeah, so let's definitely do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Any other spoilers that you have to give?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Well.
If you go back to the dock, there's a garage.
No, I got it.
Okay.
Well, thanks for listening, everyone.
Yeah.
I hope you're all staying cool, because wherever you're at in the country.
It's
probably the world, fire, earthquakes.
The world is ending, so.
Yeah, we'll never finish this podcast. No,
we'll all be dead by the time we get to season three. So, what,
if you could move to any country right now, where would you move to?
I feel like France seems pretty cool. Isn't there?
I think I'd move to Ireland. I don't. You never hear about them.
That's true.
Like, they're just at pubs.
Yeah, just, yeah. Yeah, I guess you do hear a lot of shit in the news about France, too.
Yeah, Ireland just doesn't seem like
just go off the grid.
Yeah, let's go out of the United States. Let's go to Canada.
Oh, yeah, Canada seems lovely.
Okay.
Seems really nice.
All right, we love you guys.
I'm going to allow you to call time of death tonight.
Shit, I can do the math.
Oh, you can do it on my phone.
Okay. Okay. All right. All right, guys. Time of death. 21:33.
Beep. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.